Good day, everyone. My name is Pavel. I am coming to you with a quick walkthrough of the latest release of the Slint installation procedure. For detailed instructions on how to create the installation media and to learn more about Slint Linux distribution, please visit its website at slint.fr. The developer of this very accessible Slackware-based distribution of Linux has done an excellent job of simplifying this installation by minimizing any required input from a newcomer to this Linux flavor. Still, one needs to learn a bit about SpeakUp's navigation keystrokes, so please spend some time on learning the skills prior to the Slint installation. During my demonstration, I will leave SpeakUp's configuration set to its default in Slint. The target computer is configured to verify that the installation USB stick is inserted into the USB port, so the installation procedure may be initiated at the booting up of this system. I am going to install Slint on an external hard drive. I am not going to interrupt Slint's speech announcements too much since they are self-explanatory and easy to follow. Now, my external hard drive is plugged in and the Slint installation USB stick is in the port. So I am going to turn my computer system on. Let's start. The first question from the Slint installer will be about the sound card the user wants to use during the installation, so press the Enter or Return key to confirm your selection.
Please type Enter to use the soundboard PCH. This installer has speech and braille device support in order to be accessible to visually impaired users. To have speech turned on during installation, type S, then press Enter. Else, just press Enter. S. To display keyboard shortcuts for reviewing the screen with speech, press R, then press Enter. Else, just press Enter.
Here you have an opportunity to learn about some of SpeakUp's navigation keystrokes.
Language to use during installation. Please select the language to use for installation. Note, eSpeakUp, used for speech, lacks a voice in Ukrainian, English, USA, Dutch, French, German, Greek, Italian, Norwegian, Polish, Portuguese, Brazil, Portuguese, Portugal, Russian, Spanish, Latin America, Swedish, Turkish, Ukrainian, OK.
Now, press SpeakUp's navigation keystroke to verify the current language selection.
English, USA. Option to load support for another keyboard. If you are not using a keyboard map, you may load another one now to select a different keyboard map. Please enter one now to continue using the US keyboard map. Just hit Enter. Enter one to select a keyboard map.
Since we are going to use the US keyboard map, press the Enter key to carry on.
Welcome to the Slint Linux installer. Version 14.2.1. Available commands. Do not type the quotes. Auto, to start a semi-automatic, guided installation. Doc, to know the features and usage of the installer. Setup, to start a manual installation. Prior to a manual installation, you need to prepare the partitions of the target drive. Type, doc, and select manual to know how. Root at slackware colon slash. A-U-T-O. You have chosen the guided installation mode. Here are the installation steps. 1. Choose on which fixed or removable drive Slint will be installed, possibly encrypted, possibly alongside another system. Non-partition of the target drive should be mounted. 2. The installer sets up and formats the partitions used by Slint on this drive. 3. Set up a password for user root, create a regular user, and choose the language and region for the installed system. 5. Install the packages and pre-configure the system. Press Enter to start. Slint can be installed on one of the drives listed below. 1/dev/sda88a samsung ssd840 pro series 238g. To install Slint on this drive, we need to wipe all data in it. 2/dev/sd/sunt9162sunt9160821 as 149g. This drive seems currently unused. Please type the chosen drive's number or Q to quit. 2. Slint will be installed on this drive. /dev/sd/sunt9162sunt9160821 as size 149g. Do you want to install Slint on it? Type yes or no. Yes. The drive /dev/sdc seems to be removable. Do you want to make Slint portable, allowing to run it on other computers? Type yes or no H for help.
Let's have a look at Slint's contextual help by pressing the letter H first.
H. If you make Slint portable, it should run on any machine, if its firmware allows to boot off a removable USB device. In this case, the grub boot menu will include a boot entry for Slint, and also a boot entry allowing to discover and start almost any other OS installed on the same machine. Press Enter to continue. Do you want to make Slint portable, allowing to run it on other computers? Type yes or no. H for help. Yes. You can dedicate all the available space 148G to Slint's root partition or keep part of it for another usage. The size of the Slint root partition should be between 26G and 148G. Size of the Slint root partition. H for help.
Let's have a look at Slint's contextual help by pressing the letter H first.
H. You may dedicate all the space available on the drive 148G to the root Slint partition, or make this partition smaller, at least 28G, to reserve some space for a future use, like setting up a partition shared across OS or installing later another OS alongside Slint. To dedicate all the available space to the root Slint partition, set its size to 148G. If instead you need an additional partition to host data possibly shared with other OS, make the root Slint partition smaller, and at the next step, the installer will help you set it up. Press Enter to continue. Size of the Slint root partition. H for help. 148G. Do you want to install the KDE series of packages? Type yes, no, or H for help.
Let's have a look at Slint's contextual help by pressing the letter H first.
H. The KDE series of packages includes the KDE Plasma Desktop and associated applications. The version shipped in Slint is barely accessible to the blind. TH is why it is optional. Press Enter to continue. Do you want to install the KDE series of packages? Type yes, no, or H for help. No. We are ready to do what you requested. Install Slint on /dev/sdc/st916082st9160821 as size 149G. This drive will be dedicated to Slint. The Slint system partition will have a size of 148G. This Slint system will be portable. The file system ext4 will be used. It is suited to hard drives, and can also handle flash devices like SSD and NVMe. The KDE packages won't be installed. If you confirm these settings, /dev/sdc will be used as indicated above, else you will go back to the menu. To confirm these settings, type yes, else type no. Yes. We prepare /dev/sdc to install Slint. Installing the first software packages. The user root has all rights on the system, including to wipe it. This status should be accessed only with a good password. Please type the password for root. Please type again the password for root, to check. We will now set up an account for a regular user. Other user accounts can be set up after installation. We need to know under which name this user will log in to access Slint. Login name of the first registered user. P-A-W-E-L. Please type the password for Paul. Please type again the password for Paul, to check. Blind users can run Slint with a braille device or a screen reader. Will you use a braille device? Please answer yes or no. Yes. Do you want to start Slint in a console or in graphical mode? Type C for console or G for graphical or H for help, then press Enter.
Let's have a look at Slint's contextual help by pressing the letter H first.
H. If you choose C console, Slint will start in text mode, in a console, where you type commands at the prompt. It will first ask your login name, then your password. After that you can type commands, or start a graphical environment just typing start X without the quotes. If instead you choose G graphical, you will type your login name, then your password in a window, then the graphical environment will be displayed. Press Enter to continue. Type C for console, or G for graphical, or H for help, then press Enter. C. In the next dialog, you will choose the language for your Slint system. Press Enter to continue. System language configuration. The current locale is NUS. Please select your preferred system language.
I want to select English Canada, so I go up with the up arrow to choose my selection and confirm it with the Enter key.
MCA.UTF-8 English for Canada. Please wait. Setting of the time zone is America/Toronto, the current time zone. Type yes or no. Yes. Please wait while we create a swap file on the Slint system partition. We will now install all packages. This takes around 10 to 40 minutes. Do you want a short description of each package during its installation? Please type yes or no. No. Installing from a remote mirror, if updated, search for updates. Loading /user/share/kbd/keymaps/i386/qwerty/us.map.gz. Installing the booting equipment. Do you want to make a rescue boot stick of an USB flash drive? Please type yes or no. No. Installation and initial configuration of Slint are complete. If you want a preview of the boot menu displayed after rebooting, type now /slint/bmu. To leave this simulated boot menu, press C, then type exit to quit the installer and start your new Slint. Remove the installation media, then type reboot or press Ctrl+Alt+L root at slackware:\reboot. Sending all processes the symptom.
We just finished our first installation of Slint. I hope this short demonstration gave you a better picture of the procedure prior to your own Slint installation. Good luck and see you later.